Artwork Newspaper Issue 210, September-October 2019. Title, Fine Art Printing Taken to New Heights in an Edinburgh Atelier. Caption, Francis Anderson discovers a hive of high-tech graphic activity at Summer Hall. It seems only fitting that one of the largest independently owned arts complexes in Europe is also home to some of the most sophisticated printing technology in the UK. Picture, a 6-foot-wide high-quality printer in action. Summer Hall, previously the former Royal Dick Veterinary College and founded in 2011 by maverick philanthropist Robert McDowell, who has sunk millions into the arts complex, is a strange and surreal maze, an enormous 2-acre building of mixed architectural styles, housing a huge hodgepodge of art, artists and businesses. Among it all is Gickle UK, a small, but accomplished Scottish printing company producing some of the highest quality print work in the UK. Gickle UK Limited was set up in Edinburgh in 2001 by Callum MacDonald and Chris Pearson, but started life originally in Aberdeen when the pair opened a professional film processing lab, Photo Technical Services. This ran for several years providing advanced lab facilities to professional photographers and had contracts with the oil majors and service companies. At the time there were no professional processing labs in Aberdeen, so with my colleague Chris Pearson, who I'd met working offshore, we opened our first processing lab, says MacDonald. MacDonald initially studied civil engineering before studying photography in Edinburgh and after travelling worked at the Sydney Opera House doing theatre lighting, exhibition design and installation before moving to Melbourne as an exhibition coordinator for the Ministry for Tisci Arts. Moving on to London, he worked for the Medsi Society Fine Art Printers and Publishers before eventually settling in Aberdeen. Working as an offshore photographer, he met future business partner Chris Pearson. Pearson studied photography at Birmingham, then worked at the British Museum as a photographer before also moving to Aberdeen to work offshore. A move to Edinburgh saw the pair set up Gickle UK Limited in 2001. Establishing a high-quality fine art printing studio using the new technique of Gickle printing, which was all completely digital and abandoned the silver halide process and processing chemicals in favor of producing images with the largest color gamut and archival permanence. Originally based in Leith, they moved to Summer Hall when it opened in 2011. We've been here since the beginning, says MacDonald. Robert McDowell was keen that we move our studio in Leith, as our fine art facilities would fit in well with the art organisation that is Summer Hall and we would be on tap, so he and Richard DiMarco, the Scottish artist and promoter of the visual and performing arts, wouldn't have to slip down to Leith to get things done. Summer Hall is wonderful. You never know what you will walk round a corner into. It could be Nile Rodgers or blooded up squaddies in some film recreation on set, also more art than you can point a stick at. It's basically a huge resource of talent, technology and art on tap. I ask how printing has evolved since their business began, and MacDonald explains, with the introduction of computing and digital printing, this allows more control of the printing workflow, giving much better color reproduction to the extent of personalized color output, allowing matching very closely the original artwork. With the big changes in ink technology from the old days of four-color CMYK process with short-term archival qualities, to modern archival inks offering 200 plus years of museum quality reproduction, our fine art Gickle printers utilize an 11-color ink set, with extended colors and even has four blacks. Also the ability to make individual color profiles for artists, thereby avoiding the problems with artists using different manufacturers' materials in the same image and giving a contrary spectral responses. We've gone for the quality rather than the quantity end of the market and have always invested in state-of-the-art equipment and software to keep ahead of the competition, with the largest challenge being anybody with an inkjet printer can masquerade as Gicle e-printers without the technical expertise or incurring the high cost of the required equipment to produce museum-quality archival print, explains McDonald. Our new digital press is the current step to be in the forefront using the very latest technology. Our client base is artists, galleries and museums, and we've clients as far apart as Alice Springs, Australia and Alabama in the US. We've gained a reputation for doing reproductions of botanical paintings and watercolors, which is probably the most technically taxing of the work we do, some botanical watercolors taking 200/300 hours work. Botanical and medical illustration being the last of the graphic skills that still require serious study and practice. We've worked with the Botanics Edinburgh on a number of projects, the last major one being Plants from the Woods and Forests of Chile with Martin Gardner and his team of artists. I ask what sets them apart from other print companies. McDonald responds. High quality fine art printing and art book publishing. We are very much at the bespoke fine art printing and publishing end of the print market, even producing one-offs for clients. We provide a personalized service with state-of-the-art printing equipment and a high degree of technical skill, combined with an artistic background. We've always invested in leading-edge print technology from the days of installing the first Cybachrome print service north of London in Aberdeen in the early 80s, to investing in our own extended gamut high-chroma color printing press in Edinburgh for high-quality art books, prints and publications. We continue to invest in state-of-the-art printing equipment and have recently installed a high-chroma digital printer with extended blue and green color gamut. Only one of two machines in the UK, the other being in London. High-quality printing is a complicated and technically demanding business. Their modest premises at Sumer Hall belie the sheer volume, scope and standard of their exceptional printing technology and the high-quality work they produce. Their projects are often complicated and unusual. One of the most tricky was the reproduction of the Turgot map of Paris. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/turgot_map_of_paris_ and one of the largest was a fine art book for an agency for Shivers Regal, which was 1 meter square, then bound and embossed in soft leather with its own stand, sent initially for display at the Tate before going on a tour of the Far East. The most unusual was creating the botanical image tags, which were about 7x4 feet, for an augmented reality aspect of the Harrods stand at the Chelsea Flower Show. We've also produced Aboriginal art reproduction for Art Law Gallery in Alice Springs and reproduced original handmade wallpaper for the Royal and Ancient Clubhouse St Andrews. With both the expertise and facilities to print everything from banners to books, Gicle UK is the place to go. Gicle UK, 1 Sumer Hall, Edinburgh EH9, 1PL www.gicleek.com.